6699. Nathan to Blaine. Hello, Nathan.
Hi, Andy. Are you alright?
Yes, good. Thanks to you.
Yes, thank you.
Well,
hopefully we can, yes. But, at the weekend, we did play Tranmere, didn't we, last weekend?
You did.
And I was just thinking, well, when we... Tranmere just run at us. All that time, when we got ball, Tranmere just seemed to run at us. And when Porter, we need somebody that can run with the ball. Because Porter, it just seems to... He can run with it. He just seems lonely when he gets the ball. When you've got Creswell on the bench, who can get the ball and try and have a run.
He's the player, or either of them really, that try and hold things up for Chad Evans and feed players in and around them. I think most Blades fans would agree that a winger's needed somewhere. Maybe that's what Danny Wilson will be looking at in the next couple of days.
Well, hopefully will be. But then when in the second half, ten minutes into the second half, he ran Porter off and Marcus going to a defender. I was a bit confused then, because why is he bringing off a striker for a defender? Because then you've got a more attacking role with Porter to what a defender can do.
Nathan, how old are you?
I'm 9.
9. Well, good on you, son.
Yeah.
I think you put your views across brilliantly. Big pat on the back for you, young man. He spoke very well there.
Very
and raised some very good points. The Marcus Williams one is one that has been made to me by some of my friends as well within football. They were a bit confused by the Williams decision at the weekend. Can't really comment, I wasn't there. But I think you've raised some terrific points there. How do you think they're going to get on tonight?
Well, have you got any news about McDonald coming back? Any news about that?
Well, I mean, they were testing him at lunchtime to see whether he was fit enough. I'm just looking at this pitch, Nathan, and it ain't the best. And I think if there's any doubt whatsoever about McDonald's fitness, you don't play him tonight.
Well, a few people have said this, but I do actually agree with it. No McDonald, no promotion. Because he's been the key man with Chad Evans and Hoskins. I do think if we don't have that man near end of season, with the last few games, I don't think we're going to get promoted.
Nathan,
I think we're going to throw it away.
Nathan, good to talk to you. Thank you, my friend. Excellent points. Well put. And I think we might well be looking at a future presenter of this programme.
You never know.
Nathan, you never know.
You never know.
Keith.
Very eloquent.
Very good. Keith.
Well,
hi, Keith.
He speaks more sense than Brian, that lad. Actually, everybody does.
What have you got for us, Keith?